Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know,
11:53, Hollywood Casino Press Box, winding down here. We brought in the closer, Chuck Marlowe. Lucas Liquor's on the controls. We got Hoff. We've got the coveted hour coming up at 12 noon. By the way, Kenny Wallace is back in town.
I saw him tweet yesterday, 2 days ago.
You and I had a legit conversation last week that we were worried about him because he didn't respond last Tuesday. He was supposed to be on. I mean, we weren't mad. We were just trying to figure out what happened. And then I called him and I left a voicemail. I texted him. No response. And this is a guy who lives on social media, lives on his phone. And then I checked his Twitter account last week. And I said to Hoffman, I said, you realize Kenny Wallace hasn't tweeted in like 6 days? And so I got really worried. And I looked at my phone. Do you save every number when you get a chance to?
I do.
We had Rusty Wallace on the show like last summer. And his son, Greg, kind of coordinated the whole thing. So it would be Kenny's nephew. So out of the blue, I said, hey, Greg, Martin is in. He wrote back, aha, don't worry, he's on a cruise right now. I had no idea. So then I get a text yesterday. Kenny's like, thanks for worrying about me. I really appreciate it. LOL, we're fine. Kim and I were on a wonderful cruise. So I guess he just turned his phone off or had no access, which for him has got to be a killer.
I don't know, man. It can be freeing to go off the grid. We've had a lot of conversations with Kenny Wallace about just getting away, detaching yourself from the negativity of social media. And I loved his tweet over the weekend where he tweeted a picture of his lovely wife in the ocean, just having a great time. And he said years ago, his wife said to him, you can do all your dirt racing 11 months of the year. Just give me December. And that's a nice deal, it seems like, for the Wallaces.
Apparently he's fine.
Yeah,
and
he's all good.
Tomorrow. Chuck's here in a little early. Frank's got a little business to tend to. Not to be negative.
Oh, here
maybe
we go.
Maybe half negative. And I have talked to other people about the Blues puppy, and they agree with me.
My sister asked that exact same question. She follows the Blues on Instagram, and she's like, they've been putting a lot of stuff about the dog recently on there. Are they doing that on purpose because they're not playing well?
Like a diversionary tactic?
Yeah, they are.
And a lot of people have said to me, oh, it is really cute. I love the puppy, but maybe let's hold off until they play better. I'm like, yeah.
They had a two-game winning streak.
Hey, where's the...
Until...
Ooh, 7 goals. Get the dog
yesterday.
Out! Get the dog out! My question is this.
Who let the dogs out? Blues. Blues. Blues.
Okay. Who let the goals in?
Oh, Blues. No. Blues. Blues.
Here's my question.
What is your question?
In the way it's phrased, it's slightly negative.
Before Charlie does another Baja Men reference, please
ask
quick. A question.
You aren't most of your questions...
Were you in high school when that slightly song negative? Was out?
Baja Men? When did that come out? I mean, I graduated high school 2000. I feel like
that's
that was definitely
my
wheelhouse.
High school. I remember the 2000 Cardinals had the Baja Men like postseason song.
Well, I think Fox 2 kind of helped perpetrate that.
Really?
I think McKernan's still mad at us for that. We had signs that said, who let the cards out? I don't know if we didn't invent the song. It was somebody locally, but we sort of took it and ran with it and then printed up all of these placards to hold up at the games. Called Who Let the Cards Out. So we made it worse, I believe, at Channel 2. And I think it was the fall of 2000. So you would have been a freshman at Bradley if you were... Did you go to Bradley right away? No.
I did. Great song.
Very catchy.
This is a catchy song. You can be a hater, but back in the day, this song comes on, you start to tap your toe a little bit. Come on. I mean, I know it's a one-hit wonder.
No, this is the Cardinal version.
This is the
version.
Cardinal
okay,
one,
but still,
listen.
It's the same beat.
Same idea.
Oh, right before they bash those Braves.
I like it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, buddy. You like Smash at a pep rally?
And look, here's the other thing. You can't make fun of the Blues with a dog if you've been part of this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well,
this was celebrating
this
a
team that was in the playoffs.
And you're comparing that to, oh, we got killed again. Where's the dog?
We got too many men on the ice. Oh, was the dog on the ice?
That would be funny if after another penalty, the Blues just tweeted out, Wish it was too many dogs on the ice and just repost that video. Look, the Blues.
Hey, you think we dropped a little turd on the ice? Look what Barkley did.
100%. Look, we know it's not a good season. They're still a company. They're trying to make money. I totally get it. But it's pretty obvious what's going on. We all love dogs. I love dogs. It's a cute dog. But look, when you're going through a rough patch, you're losing games, you're down in the standings.
Rough R-U-F-F.
R-U-F-F. You fired your coach. You had the fight last week. You're also a company. You're a business. You're trying to sell tickets. It's good PR to roll out the dog. Who let the dogs out? The Blues did.
Where were we? You're going to ask a question at some point in time, I can't remember.
No, and I said it's phrased slightly negative, and Charlie's going to say, more of those are negative, which is true. Are you more confident that the Billikens will make the NCAA or that the Blues will not make the playoffs? Which one do you have more confidence? You know what I'm saying here?
Oh, I think this is an easy question.
Yeah. Which one are you more confident in? Well, I'm not 100% that the Blues are missing the playoffs. Close. I'm not 100% that SLU's making the tournament.
But hold on. Okay. That question you just posed, isn't it fair to say you're about 50-50, let's say, Billikens make the NCAA tournament? With the Blues, you're almost 100%, correct? That they
correct.
Won't. So it's like, even if it's 93%, it's darn close to 100, where I would think most Billikens fans, if you say, okay, they're a tournament team, I understand that, but it's positive right now. They had a tough loss on Sunday, but when you start to look at their body of work and what they can still accomplish, I think, look, you're talking about a field of 68. They have RPI wins over, what, 50 with Butler at home and 58 in terms of Seton Hall. You had a chance with Houston was RPI 34, I looked up yesterday.
You
could have had that win on the road. That obviously really helps you. You don't get it. But I just think when you look at their competition of other teams you're going to be battling for in the top 68, it seems like they're right there.
Yeah, the Blues have a 6.2% chance of making the postseason today. So,
do you think they'll factor in the dog numbers?
I don't
numbers?
Know. What if the dog is super popular and the NHL just decides, you know what, we'll find a spot for him. We got to have the dog as a part of our postseason coverage.
He's like swimming in the cup. Like, come on.
What if end of the year banquet, the Blues give most valuable player to Barkley, which, to be fair, he probably deserves it. Maybe with Ryan O'Reilly. How about that? Ryan O'Reilly and Barkley.
MVP, most valuable puppy. And you are correct, Chuck. That is the winning answer. You can text in if you'd like, 855-282-8255. I just jotted that down when Frank left at 11:50. All right, coveted hour is coming your way next. Chuck, we got a lot to get to, a lot to unpack. We'll do it next here on 590 The Fan.